NutraMedical.
And now the NutraMedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And welcome back. And we have Jim Cole here talking about Sonic Life. Now, we have a number of epigenetic frequency machines and technologies. Sonic Life is very unique in several ways. Firstly, it's the best whole-body exercise machine to realign your spine, exercise your muscles, compress your crystals of your bones, improve the Golgi tendon apparatus so it changes the force vectors around your joints, improves perfusion of your blood vessels and lymphatics, releases stem cells, and then on the other side, epigenetically, we can put in a whole range of frequencies there. If people purchase the machine through me, I will provide them the sabbathogenic frequencies to start, and then we can do a process called consultation, where I then can do a full consultation. They have to sign up with a native board. Then we do a 11-page intake history form, and then I review them and can even send test kits, and then custom design their nutraceutical, therapies, where the song of DNA, they can, number one, give frequencies for specific mineral deficiencies they have, frequencies for specific pathogens or things like nauglase to help them fight cancer, and frequencies which we're working on that are going to be available very soon for peptides and for exosomes, which help to stimulate tissues to regenerate, heal, and get rid of pathogens from the body. So you need to go through Dr. Bill Deagle if you're going to do that, and you also have to have a consultation. So without a consultation, all these other things don't happen. You have to actually go through, because I'll tell you what I see happening when people go on epigenetic treatments, and this includes the Magi and other technologies. When you start putting these frequencies in the body starts doing two things. It starts detoxifying, and it starts regenerating. And if you don't have the detoxification things to grab the toxins when they come out of your body, chemical and heavy metals and radiotoxins, or the things to rebuild the tissues, the process is not only harmed, you can go through like a little bit of, living hell, as your body starts to detoxify. It's not funny. And you want those things there to buffer your body so that you can not only survive the detox process, but also start regenerating your tissues. Because aging is not unidirectional, it's bidirectional. In fact, if you're to draw a curve out for the aging of, say, the average woman, and this is without any nutraceuticals, just average aging, the average woman doesn't age a whole lot between the time when they hit menarche at age 13 and, say, age 45 or 48, whenever they hit menopause. And the actual physiological aging during that period of time is probably no more than 5 or 6 or 7 years. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting.
Once they reach that menopause age, they may accelerate, and in 1 or 2 years, they can age 10 years or more. So If you're actually looking at biomarkers of aging, you have to understand aging is a discontinuous process. It also may be discontinuous depending on the organ. So you might have old joints, but a good heart. You might have a good brain, but your arteries are shot to hell. You might have peripheral nerve problems because you're diabetic, and you've got free radical problems. Because remember, diabetes is not a blood sugar problem. It's a free radical problem where your body loses the skeletal muscle insulin resistance, so it needs much higher insulin to get the sugar into the muscle, and it backs up. Sugar doesn't cause damage. It's when sugar is combined with free radicals. Well, most doctors have no conception whatever of the underlying process of what a disease is. And diseases are required for, we call epigenetic frequency, because the body's regulating itself with epigenetic signaling between the DNA and the chromosomes. For example, when we use a Sonic Life, one of the primary things I provide right off the bat when somebody gets a Sonic Life machine from me is I give them what's called a sabbathogenic frequencies with nauglase. Now, what they are is they're the frequencies of all the major and minor minerals all at once, like a kid hitting all the keyboard keys, and the frequency to knock out nauglase, which bacteria, viruses, and cancer cells will generate to knock out your macrophage ability to kill pathogens and cancer. This is a really good thing. Now, the Sonic Life is one of the most powerful ways to wipe out what's called e-toxins. Now, we live in a very e-toxin world right now, and unfortunately, our regulators and our politicians, like Donald Trump, who's doing some really good things, he's got this treaty thing going with China, but he's pushing with Mick Mulvaney, doing a little dance in the White House, 5G network. Now, I got to tell you, both these guys are blithering morons in terms of how toxic this stuff is, because we know from science and studies, and I've got tons of them now, that it knocks out your gut bacteria, it knocks out mitochondria, it kills insects, and it kills birds. That's a bad combination. It's going to cause what's called an ecocide or an extinction-level event. In the last 20 years, there's been a 40% drop in birds in North America caused by e-toxins from not only the advance of smart grid, but the advance of increased toxic radiation from Wi-Fi network and other high-speed networks that are actually interfering with the navigation systems in birds and in insects. It's part of what's called colony collapse disorder. It's just not just other toxins from pesticides. It's an e-toxin caused by scalar radiation from Gwen Towers, smart grid, dirty electricity, and now 5G network, which is really, really dangerous. Now, people may not believe me, but, you know, I work with guys in very classified projects, including one of 26 years ago, I had an NSA agent told me how they decided since the mid-70s, if they wanted to kill somebody, they didn't double tap them with a 22 caliber to the left ventricle in their forehead. They hit them with a directed energy wave. Now, you got to understand, Dr. Deagle has skill sets. I'm not just a broadcaster and medical doctor. I have a background in nuclear physics, advanced chemistry, scalar biology, etc. And, you know, if I turn to the dark side, which I'm not going to, thank God, I could make a directed energy weapon that would make the military quiver in their boots because it could hit them even at great distances, even 1,000 miles or more. So the idea that somehow these things aren't dangerous is ridiculous. And unfortunately, people that are in power don't either pay attention or even respond to people like me when we're trying to get through them. Now, we're getting close to getting a hold of Trump. But if I could get him, I would shake him intellectually really hard because the guy in his White House staff are idiots. And you have to understand that the power companies are getting away with murder for decades. It's been known for over 100 years, we have a Dr. Milham on, that e-toxins, and he takes his oscilloscope to people's homes, and it doesn't just come through the power lines, it comes even through the water supply and the magnetite in your groundwater below your home. People say, oh, no, that doesn't happen. Well, in February this year, one of six companies is planning to put 20,000 satellites in low Earth orbit that have 5G network in space, and they're actually working already with the Chinese to go to 6G. Now, you think human cells are going to survive this. The only way you'll survive is if you're in some kind of EMF suit, like a spandex suit, like the future they talk about in these domed cities where they've killed the oxygen supply and capacity of the planet with things like Project Scopex. So now you can't go outside without an oxygen concentrator or a little mask on and an e-toxin suit so it'll block the radiation from frying your little DNA. If you don't think I'm telling you the truth, well, you're going to soon die. You're going to suffer first.
Wow.
And our idiot politicians are doing an experiment. Some people are catching on in other countries. They're talking about it in Europe and elsewhere. They don't want the damn stuff, but it's being rammed down our throat by big tech, big government, and the global New World Order of Satanists, okay? So one of the ways to wipe out that toxins is to use a sonic life. You can actually get on this machine 10 minutes a day, and it'll take off all the sticky notes on your DNA that are shutting down your chromosomes. Not good. For example, and I'll just describe it without giving you the technical details. If I wanted to make a thorium, strontium, plutonium directed energy weapon, I could take the scalar frequencies and actually broadcast it to your cells even miles or even hundreds of miles away. And I can direct that beam to you either using GPS coordinates and so on, and I'll shut down your chromosomes for anything that has a similar valence pattern in your genes, like zinc metalloenzymes, and you'll soon get very sick and die. Now, they're doing that to us right now, damn it, and people don't want to pay attention to it. We're looking at things like big things like nuclear warfare, chemical, biological. What about e-toxin warfare? Do you know that last month they actually notified in December that they didn't want our intel agents sending their DNA off to these agencies like 23andMe and Ancestry and so on? There's two reasons why. One is actually if you have a fingerprint or something, they can check and figure out who you are if you're in a foreign country and go to their databases because they just go and log in and buy the database from 23andMe and Prometheus and some other digital company, and they can find out where that agent is and actually where he's gone to the bathroom. Okay, just from, you know, like a fingerprint swipe and a DNA amplification technique. But they also, believe it or not, and you're not going to hear this from regular people because they don't know, either don't have the technical background or the classified access, we have scalar technology that's been developed, and I actually have it right here in my studio, believe it or not, where we can hack into the quantum universe and we can actually find your location, GPS coordinates, and send a radionic beam directly to you anywhere on Earth or anywhere in the known universe. And you say, no, Dr. Deagle, they can't do that. I said, you know what? the future is a lot different than what you think. We are on the singularity, for example, not of AI, just of machines, but also of humans. In the not-too-distant future, humans will be actually be able to hack into the quantum universe of all data and actually allow their brain to be interfaced with it. That's not far off. And people say, where did the research start? 1947 in England, believe it or not. Okay?
Wow.
And at universities, and I know all the places here in America where they've done this research, and they tried to recruit me to do more research 42 years ago at UCLA working with DARPA. And I told them to go to hell. Okay? So you have to understand, when I say these things on the radio, I'm not doing it as a radio host to entertain you or to just scare the bejesus out of you. I'm trying to tell you that you got to realize if you're not getting rid of toxins, they're going to shut down your DNA. The future that we're exposed to right now is going to shorten human lifespan, IQ, fertility, and even epigenetically shut off your chromosomes. And if you don't think we can do it, you're going to be one of those people that's going to suffer what's called the gene pool defect, where you'll actually be removed from the gene pool because you're not going to be wise enough to realize these things are happening. Now, I have other people who understand that partly. In fact, I've got this big seminar early last fall, and the transcript from it was like 3 inches thick of the book from all of the different speakers, but they all go around the edges of the problem. And I want you to raise, and this is where I'm going to put you on the spot too now. I want people to understand who and what Dr. Deagle is, okay? You can ask me a question on any activity of humans on Earth or off Earth in any sphere of influence, environmental, scientific, geoclimatic, or spiritual, and I'll give you an answer or break the problem down instantly on air. Now, I also strongly recommend that people that want to debate me, I say, look, I'll be taught. I don't care if you got grade 3 and experience. You can teach me. But if you think you're going to intellectually fence with Dr. Deagle and come over it nicely, you're delusional. Because I have a breadth of knowledge that is superhuman. Now, I'm not saying that to boast. I'm saying that because I'm here, because this is the end of the human age of secular age on humanity. This is it, by people. 2020 is the start of the end. It's either the end of the human race, or it's the beginning of a new era where human beings will have extended lifespan using things like epigenetic treatment like Sonic Life, advanced nutraceuticals like my Red Deer Velvet that actually gives you all the building blocks so your stem cells can regenerate, and the removal in our environment of e-toxins as well as physical toxins like, you know, Roundup and all the other nasties, and toxic radio toxins that are released from Fukushima Daiichi, or if these idiots bombed a Bushehr reactor, we'll be all sucking up that radiation. And if you don't think it'll have biological effects, you're delusional. Now, I'm not delusional. And I challenge people. Last time I had somebody who was unwise enough to challenge me, was a doctor 9 years ago, who wanted to challenge me about vaccines. So I'm going to ask you, while we have a couple minutes left, to ask me three questions. I want you to ask a health question, a geopolitical question, and a spiritual question of something that you would not expect any human to know, except that human had God on speed dial. Because I don't know all the answers, but God will inspire me as you're asking the question. Now, why is that? Because I'm not just a person. I'm a prophet. And I have superhuman abilities that are tied directly to the quantum universe of knowledge, which God's given me the keys to. Now, that just sounds really crazy, doesn't it? But it's not. Because we are at the end of the age. We are dealing with a superintelligence that's steering our world toward disaster. Right now, this went Friday, Putin and Trump and Turkey and Iran are meeting in Berlin to try to stop this from turning into a really big Mideast war, which is going to end up terminating much or most of the human race. But even if we don't, even if we just continue with toxic power lines and toxic 5G and 6G network and toxic pesticides and genetically modified food, the human race is going to go out with a whimper rather than a bang. So, oops, we don't have time left.
I'll think about it.
Well, I'd like to do a video, perhaps after the show today or this weekend, and I want you to think of three tough questions that you would not expect an answer from, but you will get it from Deagle.
Pretty good.
Think about three questions. We'll be back in a minute with Pamela. Think out there. If you want to call in, 818-818-6401. Do it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
I expect it's going to be back and forth. See, you have to justify their existence. If you can justify their existence, they're happy. That's what regulators like. Right. And we're back. We have the amazing Pamela here with Lumen Photon. You've had this technology for about 20 years. Lumen yes. Photon is one of my favorite devices for delivering epigenetic frequencies. And we have, of course, a very simple panel, Dr. Nogier, who is not only a medical intuitive, but also a scientist. We've figured out that there are specific frequencies for the ontogeny of embryonic tissue. For example, neuroectoderm, which is the skin and brain and nervous system in your end plate when a baby's developing, is turning into a baby, is frequency number 3, which is interesting. It's very near the frequency of gold. And gold is what's called a phonon maser amplifier of the DNA signal to turn on and off genes. So most people don't realize that Oremus, or gold, is actually present in every living thing on Earth, and is in the ocean. In fact, I had somebody about 12 years ago contact me from California that had a way of extracting gold from the ocean and could get it out at about $241 an ounce. And so that's very real. It's interesting, eh?
Yeah, that's very interesting. Oops, are you there?
Now, The frequency number 3 works for your skin and for your nervous system, peripheral nervous system, like your feet, to reverse neuropathy, your eyes, your ears, your balance, your tinnitus. For example, your tinnitus, you can use frequency 3 to try to stimulate healing. If you're trying to turn off inflammation, you want a higher frequency, frequency 6 or 7. If you can go back and forth, if you have, let's say, inflamed tinnitus, you want to put frequency 7 on for 30 minutes and then put 30 minutes on, say, a frequency number 3. But you want to also have besides the epigenetic frequencies, you want the right nutraceuticals present. So we have like Ear Care Maniarin for tinnitus. We've got Cognition Plus and Brain Power for cognition problems and post-traumatic brain injury. We have things to remyelinate like Neurogen and Omega Supreme Pro, CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol that crosses the blood-brain barrier, and magnesium glycinate. Magnesium glycinate works for the periphery, but for the brain you want magnesium L-threonate called Brain Mag. So in other words, you want the right signal and you want the right substance. So we have the combination there. Now, I'm working at actually advancing lots of ways of delivering the frequencies. We can now deliver them through the Sonic Life machine, the ProGen 3, the Pearl M Plus, and my epigenetic frequency antenna system. Now, you have to understand that what's going on in our world, we live in a very, I call it, e-toxin world. And without the Schumann resonance frequencies of the Earth actually stimulating our DNA shuts off. It's like putting an animal or a person inside a thing called a MU metal box. And the Schumann resonance has a Lin effect, presses the electrons to the outer orbital so your cells talk to your DNA. At the end of each chromosome is a little telomere, a little antenna, and it talks to your ion channels and sets minerals in to the nucleoplasm that holds your DNA, and it then transcribes messenger RNA to make proteins and enzymes. Believe it or not, 7% of your DNA, which codes for alleles, only codes for proteins and enzymes, and all an enzyme is a protein wrapped around a monatomic mineral to make or break bonds. Now, yes, there's a thing called harmonic frequency. They used to call it junk DNA, but they realize it's got a harmonic frequency or a repeater frequency in it. And that is converted in the body to peptides and to a thing called exosomes. Now, exosomes are deported to other parts of the cells and tissues, so you'll see people getting peptide therapy, which we have on our site now. We're looking at also adding exosomes. But I'm working on extracting the radionic frequencies from these peptides and exosomes so we can give you exosome therapy or a peptide therapy. We can right now, if you have a toxin or a pathogen in your body, I can work out the atomic resonant frequency and remove the pathogen like Epstein-Barr virus or a fungus. Or let's say you have Clostridium difficile in your body because you have high levels of things in your organic acid test, say Great Plains Lab. And I can, besides giving you the oral antipathogenics like plasma iodine or Neutrodyne, Allicin Med, etc., I can use etoxin frequencies. Now, the Lumen is really neat because it's really simple to do. The next frequency up is frequency number 4. So if you've got a gut problem, bowel, stomach, esophagus, liver, kidneys, any solid internal organ, it's generally tuned to frequency number 4. So you can put it on there to you if you're trying to stimulate your body to heal. And if it's inflamed, again, frequency 6 and 7. And then if you're trying to stimulate glands, they generally tend to frequency, like an FM radio or TV station, frequency 5. So you can actually tune in. If you've got hypothyroidism, you can put the lumen pad directly over your thyroid gland or your parathyroid, which is your neck. You can put it over your ovaries, for example, if you're female, your testicles, you're male. If you're getting andropause or male andropause, your hormone output is low, and you're also getting too much binding protein, so there's less free hormone. And you can use, for example, lumen pads on your head. If you've got a post-traumatic brain injury, let's say you got banged in the head and you're playing sports as a high school or university or pro sport, you can use lumen pads in your head to actually reverse the metabolic damage of the traumatic injury. Now, people have to understand it's not just a shearing force separating the dendrites. It's actually the release of post-traumatic tissues releasing cytokines and free radicals that cause the damage. For example, I discovered this years ago, as I say, an anomaly or a paradox is an answer to a question you haven't asked yet. So I noticed this, that if someone put on a gel-placed fluorinated steroid on their skin, they didn't get a sunburn. I thought, oh, how is this working? And I went back, because I'm a biochemist, right? Oh, The fluoride steroid actually stopped the production of cytokines in the skin, so it wasn't the sun that did the damage. It's your own body's cells that release free radicals and cytokines that cause the skin to bleb up and get first or second degree burns. So the same thing with disease. If you can actually use a lumen photon, you can turn that off. For example, you can have somebody that has elevated C-reactive protein for their heart, or they've got elevated blood pressure because they're angiotensin or the enzyme. You can put the pads over your kidneys and put it on the frequency for the kidney, which is frequency 4, and guess what? Those things will drop. And they've actually been done in university studies. You can put it over your eyes if you've got high intraocular pressure and put it on frequency 7 for decreased IOP. And if you want to stimulate the retina to heal, or you've got retrobulbar optic neuritis, let's say you've got, you know, MS or another retrobulbar dysmyelinating disorder, it'll help to heal it. But you need to have the building blocks present, because once you do that, you want to make sure that they have the building blocks ready. The same way, you can put the lumen pads over your chest if you're getting angina, and it'll actually help to stop the aorocoronary arteries from either calcifying, and you need vitamin K2, it's better to call it, you know, CoQ10 and our cardiovascular, et cetera, and natto kinase. But if you put it over your chest, guess what? It helps to stop the angina. You can put it over your lungs. If you're doing inhalation of, say, our cell detox glutathione, you ground down using your Omron to inhale it and turn off hydroperoxy radical, and using inhalation of, say, silver and taking your Neutrodyne, guess what? It'll help turn off asthma and COPD. It turns off joint inflammation. You can put it over a hot joint, a joint, let's say, rheumatoid or scleroderma, and the joint's hot as anything, you can feel a foot away, and you put the lumen pad on, and you can actually have a gel pack on the joint. Let's say you got an injured joint or sore joint. You can put a towel on and a gel pack, and then you can put the lumen pad on top of that, and the light will go right through it. It's not a heating pad. We got to get this. It's a light pad. It'll go through a foot of tissue and gel packs and everything to get through to the tissues and do what it does epigenetically to your DNA and your chromosomes and your cell communication. So this is a very neat technology, and the thing that makes it particularly proves it works is it works on little birdies, it works on kitty cats and doggies, and it works on great big horses. And any animal that you want to put a pad on, you could, the animal will whinny if they're a horse, and they'll kind of make chirpy sounds if they're a happy bird, or meow, or go woof woof, or they'll steal your pads if you've gone to the bathroom. So I'm sure you've had that happen. I mentioned that before. Every time I say that, you laugh, because I guarantee if you left the pad on, your pet is going to grab the pad, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, animals, we always think that animals, because they don't speak human, that they're stupid. Never assume that an animal is stupid, right, even down to insects. They have their own, if you want to call it, areas of expertise in their own little sphere of influence and world. And we are not as intelligent as they are in their world and vice versa. But don't assume they're stupid. They're not. And in fact, most animals have not sense, especially animals that are really, really, I call it intuitive, like horses. If you're doing something they like, they will communicate non-verbally or even telepathically to tell you, hey, that's why people that like animals tend to be a little bit more what we call hyper-empathic. They tend to be more empathic people that can kind of sense. That's why they're also attracted to more to healing arts, because as an empath, you not only can pray for somebody, but you can put your hands on. In fact, I knew one guy in Israel that I had met years ago, and he could actually generate so much energy in his hands, he could take a fluorescent bulb and turn the bulb on, right? He's a therapist in Israel, right? So
yeah,
you got to understand here, there's a lot more to the universe than what you think, and a lot of it is energetics and specific frequency. Even prayer is frequency. Did you know that? So yeah. I almost like to think of these pads as almost like prayer pads. When you turn the lights on, your body is praying to the cells to say, calm down, cells, stop being inflamed, improve the perfusion cells, turn off the cytokine cells, hey, let the stem cells in. Light pads. Light pads are, in a sense, almost praying to your tissues to heal and turn off inflammation. Of those prayer pads?
Yep.
Yeah. Because you're a Christian, you're a believer. And I tell people, I said, you know, when you're exposed to toxic, dirty electricity and toxic, 5G network and every all the other crap that's making people stupider, more sterile, and more ill, I mean, look at the amount of autism. When I went to medical school in 1975, we had a conference on autism, and 1 in 4,600 people got autism, spectrum disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in every city in the United States, it's 1 in 68, and in some towns and districts, it's 1 in 28. Now, we're going to talk about this in hour 3 with Dr. Truat. If you've had a toxic vaccine and you put on, say, the Magi pad, or you do an Illumin pad, for a while you might actually be screaming because your body's detoxing that toxic vaccine. So when you put the Illumin pad on the site where they gave you the toxic vaccine to your kid that now has autism, they may not be comfortable for a while as their body tries to detox that crap coming out of them. Now, you might think, it's years later, it's not going to be there. Yes, it is, just like mercury. One of the things that Illumin pads will do is they'll mobilize toxic chemicals and toxic heavy metals. Now, you might think, well, I had a moat 10 years ago. My mercury must be out of my body. You're delusional. I remember testing a gentleman last year, and he has had a metal fabrication shop here in California. And when I tested him, I did his whole blood testing. And he came back. He had already had 100 IV chelation therapies. He thought, I went to the clinic 100 times. It must be gone. I said, really? I said, you don't know until we test. And I tested him. His levels of mercury are in orbital, okay?
Oh, my God.
So you know where those mercury atoms go? They go to your central nervous system, your liver, and your deep bone marrow. Now, if you don't think that, you know, as they say, when you use a Illumin pad or my other epigenetic treatments, I said, and this is the best way, God is the only way to describe this to me in prayer, death is leaving your body. In other words, all the toxins that the Illumin pads are going to pull out is basically your future death. Now, you have to understand this. The moment that you cut the cord when you're born is not your birthday, it's your death day. You don't start dying until they cut the umbilical cord. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that fascinating or what?
It is.
It's the exact opposite of what you're told. Happy death day. Wouldn't that be funny? People say, no, what do you mean? That sounds so negative. But we have technology now to reverse that, and Illumin is one of them. It actually reverses your death day. Because if you've got joints that are dying and they're becoming osteoarthritic or inflamed or sore as hell when you try to open a can of anything, or if you find your hips are bugging you, you've got chronic spinal pain, the Illumin pads can take the pain away in a matter of minutes. Now, we use other technology with it. We use Inflamex, for example, and topicals. Like I have a new cream coming out in less than 2 weeks now, week and a half, called Soothmax. But you want the Illumin pads on. I mean, these pads are amazing, and the blue light ones will help treat dermatological conditions. So if you've got dermatitis, scleroderma, acne, whatever, post-plastic surgery, keloid happening, the Illumin pads with the blue light pads are the ones you get. And they have two types. They have one with the far infrared and the blue LEDs, or blue and the far and near infrared and the blue lights. But Dr. Dozier, who was an intuitive on this, realize that these specific frequencies tune into specifically what we call the ontogeny of the original embryo to become the baby. In other words, they're like the FM channels for your DNA. Now, I'm in the process to working with Pamela because I believe one of the best ways to deliver this in the future is light therapy. So we're working on trying to create another little device which will probably take us a year or two to develop if we go through the right regulators. But it allows the regulatory DNA epigenetics, but the Lumen is available right now. If you get one, you're going to love it. Get two, though, because one you want to borrow to your family, friends, and your pets.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant.
A while, yeah.
Right. And we're back with Bob Vineyard, and we have Pure Water Systems. By the way, we transitioned it so it's no longer a peripheral site, it's on NutriMedical. In the drop-down menu, the last thing I have to add is the whole host system, which I'll have up in the next year or so. These are amazing. And I tell you, if you're not drinking clean water, your cells should give you a cell slap. Why did you not give me clean water down to my cell? do a little bit of cell humor there. You know, if you talk to your plumber and they tell you they can get you a Culligan, or if you talk to somebody who doesn't know functional medicine, and they'll say, like, Alex Jones, like, get a Berkey. No. The only system that takes out all the toxins, in fact, I actually got a picture now, I posted up on the site now for Pure Water, that shows a tray of ice where they actually form little spikes. I call them angel cubes. They don't like ice cubes. They're so clean, they form little spikes on them because the internal resistance of the water molecules crawl over each other when they're actually frozen into a different state of water in matter, that they actually form what I call angel cubes, little spikes on them. They're now held back by toxic chemicals or other minerals and so on, so they literally crawl over each other and form spikes. Now, people don't realize water is not going to be your primary source of minerals. Now, we do add in the fourth phase calcium, magnesium to a pH of 9.5 to 10. The primary source of minerals is food or our special supplements that are, say, protein, amino acid, chelates, or monoatomic minerals that'll get, or food that you eat that's organic that does have food mineral content and vitamin activated content, which, by the way, all of our supplements jump over the gene defect you might have and are bioactivated and biopersistent. So your water you want so clean, not only your drinking water, but your bathing and your wash water, whether it's washing your dishes or washing your body in the shower or tub, you don't want to have trichloroethylene or toxic radiotoxins or birth control pill, doping agents, industrial waste, or things like Prozac. People say, what, Prozac? Yeah, I said, some of these chemicals were persistent in the environment they build up. I mean, there's so much chemicals. As I mentioned on previous shows, if you're a Florida alligator farmer, say, for the past 50 years, 20 years ago, you all of a sudden had to start noticing that your alligators, you couldn't tell 30, 40 yards away was a male or female alligator by their size of their sexual parts. You had to get up close and flip them over. And that's because they were being, feminized by all the toxic chemicals out there. Now, we wonder why, as Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I know why you're becoming a girly man. You drink unfiltered water, right?
Yep.
You're drinking xenotoxins that lock onto your estrogen receptor. You must have listened to Dr. Deagle. He told you this. Did you listen or not? Right? Now, I can repeat this as many times until I'm blue in the face, which I've done a long time, but I'm very persistent. I'm not exactly Mr. I don't have a thing called a shut-up gene. I, as I say this sarcastically on the show, which unfortunately, I do have some broadcasting defects. One of them is I get a little technical. One, I talk too fast. Sometimes I talk over my guests or hosts, especially if they have to pontificate, because I get in my little soapbox and pontificate. But what you should do out there when I do have these little bursts of intellectual brilliance is be silent and damn well listen, because I'm warning you of something that's really bad. Our society, if it doesn't die in a thermonuclear war, chemical and biological, or artificial intelligence that takes over the world, you know, like Silicon Valley, that miniseries, it's going to die from toxins. It's going to die from bioaccumulation. It's going to die from infertility, where unless you go to a laboratory and have a punch biopsy and create ovum and sperm, you're not going to be able to reproduce the baby. There's been a 75% to 90% drop in sperm count and male hormone level in the last 50 years, and that's not surprising. It's because of the biotoxins in their drinking water. Now, if you think the regulatory agencies either have the brains, the will, wherewithal, or the will to actually remove all the toxins to potable water before you bathe in it or drink it, you're an idiot. Now, you may be insulted by that, but damn it, I don't give a damn what you think. You need to listen to somebody like me that does know that if you're not filtering your water, you're drinking feminizing biotoxins, and women are going to cause breast and uterine cancer, and men, they're going to turn you into girly men. As Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I know why you have trouble with sex now and why you're not interested in women anymore. You become a girly man. Now, or why are you getting breast cancer? We say, girl, I want to find the cure for breast cancer. Well, the first cure, don't drink toxic water that's going to be bioconcentrated in your breast by 2,000 times and cause genetic changes to those breast cells that cause them to say, you know what? I'm so ticked off with this woman drinking this bad water, I'm going to turn into cancer. If your breasts could talk to you, they'd probably say that to you. Isn't that wild? That's your breasts talking. Do you like that? That's funny. Crazy humor, eh? Just like that. There's your prostate talking. Hey, man, I know you sit on me all day long at work. And I need to let you urinate through me. But you keep drinking that water, and I'm going to turn into prostate cancer on you, boy.
And people, you know, it really is interesting, Dr. Deagle. Aside from all the other chemicals and things that show up in the water, you know, people forget that there's a couple that are there always, and that's the ones that are just the result of using chlorine to disinfect the water. And they call them haloacetic acids and
ethylene, yeah.
HHAs and TCE. And these are when chlorine reacts with organic matter in the water, and that's
right.
little tiny bits of leaves and dirt and debris and things that are in the water. They're in all the water everywhere, whether it comes out of the ground or down a river. And so they put chlorine in there to make sure, you know, it gets to your tap without having live organisms in it. But
right.
People forget, chlorine is a toxin. Chlorine is poison. It's
right.
there to poison. It's
right.
there to poison the bacteria so that you don't drink that. And that's, you know, it's been a good thing for world health. But the key thing to remember is there's consequences to doing that.
Well, it's okay to have that between the water treatment plant in your home, but when it becomes potable and you can use it in your home for washing dishes and bathing and drinking water, you got to remove this stuff. Let's put it this way. It'd be like having rabid dogs, you know, they're protective, you know, and a little brain chip in them to protect you when you go out hunting. But you don't want the dogs in your house because they're going to probably eat your legs off when you go to sleep at night. And so you got to control the dogs. They can't get inside your house. Well, the same thing with these toxins. And people think, well, that's not bad. Well, all halogens that attach to body proteins become xenoestrogens, chloride, fluoride, and bromide. Now, our Nutridyne is different because it's monatomic plasma iodine. It actually is high enough energy it can displace all these, but any form of biatomic iodine can't do. But you've got to get rid of these damn toxins out of your body. And our society kind of just looks the other way, thinking, oh, the water's okay, it's okay, okay. Well, if it was okay, then why did they tell you in every cancer clinic in America, don't drink the tap water because you're going to get exposed to Giardia lamblia, toxic viruses, which, by the way, are not killed off by chlorine. Did you know that most viruses just kind of think of chlorine as a vitamin? It doesn't do a damn thing. It'll kill off E. coli, which may give you diarrhea, but it doesn't kill off viruses, and it certainly doesn't kill off parasites like Giardia lamblia or other types of monocellular parasites. It doesn't do a damn thing for them.
Every other water filter out there, isn't going to have any effect on those because
not at all. That's why the cancer clinics tell you if you drink this water, you're going to die of explosive diarrhea because you don't have a normal immune system. So now your immune system has been knocked out by chemo and radiation. If you drink the regular tap water, so if you don't drink filtered water, you're going to die, sucker. And there's not one cancer clinic in America. These are typical regular cancer clinics. We're not talking about alternative or anything. They'll tell you, for God's sake, don't drink the unfiltered water from your tap. Anywhere. And depending on the city and the area of the country, whether it's toxic chemicals, but it's mainly the pathogens. The average American also, by the way, gets food poisoning at least 6 times a year. Do you know that? From canned food, from restaurant food, from food they process themselves improperly store it in their fridge. And they don't understand that, but they don't understand that the water they're actually cooking with, the water that they're bathing with, is poisoning them. And it's a real slow, it's like a Chinese water torture. It's a little drippy drop at a time, you know, but, you know, 10 million drops of toxins on your body, either in a shower or in your water, does have an effect over years or decades. Eventually, there's a kind of a come-to-Jesus point where the body says, you know what, I had enough of this, I'm going to die now. And say, Dr. Deagle, that's terrible to say that. I say, you know what? If you want to believe your plumber or your politician, you're really, really asking for trouble. They're both in the same bucket. They don't know anything, right?
Well, that's right. And these carcinogens that are in the water, the government, of course, says, well, you can drink a tiny bit. It won't hurt you. Just you can have a tiny bit. Well, you know, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Why would you ever want to drink any talk.
Well, the problem is they don't even know. These are not linear interactions. For example, different toxins, depending on your genetics and your previous exposure to toxins and your previous generations of exposure. Remember, exposure to a deficiency in nutrients or exposure to toxins can epigenetically shut down gene complexes for up to 5 generations. Did you know that? They did this work on animals, and they found that, for example, 1 generation of animals with zinc deficiency takes 5 generations of oversupply to get the zinc metalloenzymes back to their Kmax. You're kidding, Deagle. I said, and this is not even altering their genetics. They stole the genes there, but they got epigenetic shutdown of their gene pathways. So what people have to start conceiving is that there's a lot more to this, and your regular doctors, your health professionals, your regulators, and people with a, you know, they have a PhD in public health, they don't know anything. Honest to God, man. In the almost 50 years of actually interacting with health professionals and doctors and political regulators, they know how to blither better than breathe. They're so stupid, they're dangerous for themselves and anybody they're in touch with. They have what's called the intellectual Andy Midas touch. Everything they touch turns to horse manure. What do you think of that?
Well, certainly you don't want to take your advice on drinking water.
Yeah, exactly. Well, almost on everything else. Actually, that's why, you see, the role that media has, proper media, if it's actually wise, is to raise questions and make you think, which most people, if they had an original thought, they'd probably have their hair go on fire and they need to have a hair fire extinguisher. But most people are taught in education or in their church or whatever, don't think, just regurgitate. Be happy. Don't think. It'll hurt. And the problem is, if you just go along, yeah, I'm drinking the water, I'm eating the food, I'm doing this and doing that, you're going to be like every other lemming, jumping over the cliff. Now, if 2020 is the start of a new decade and a new pattern in life, the first thing you want to do is drink clean water. You want to get an exercise program, like walking or whatever, or get a Sonic Life. You want to start adding nutrients to your body besides just good organic food. But remember, even organic food doesn't jump the gene defects. You need supplements that will jump the gene defects and give you biopersistent nutrients. And you have to understand that our world is dying. We are actually in the process of a biological multi-level extinction level event, and we're the primary promoters of it. We're putting the toxins in the environment, killing insects and birds, and our mitochondria in our gut biome. We're in the process of polluting the oceans so the phytoplankton can't do the carbon oxygen cycle, so the oxygen levels are dropping. It's now 19% at sea level instead of 21% 20 years ago. We have more and more infertile males. Their sperm count 25% of the time now is not high enough to make a baby unless they concentrate it at a fertility clinic. We have IQs dropping. Last 2 decades, the IQs have dropped on average 7 points, which means the average person now is pretty damn dumb compared to even 20 years ago. And a lot of it's due to the toxic water. You're kidding. I call it global ecohydrocide. Do you like that? Ecohydrocide? Killing yourself with toxic water. Hydrocide. A new term. Well, it's right. Legalism.
And we always want to remind people, stop being the filter.
Yeah. Get a filter. Don't be the filter. Don't commit hydrocide. Make 2020 the first of a new decade of clean filtered water in your body and your wash water, etc. Get it at Nutramedical. Don't listen to the knuckleheads that think they can market their garbage like a Berkey or a Culligan or some other ceramic filter. Tell them to go to Hades, where all these water systems should be that are inferior. Okay?
Need the tools for survival and the medicine.